భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 7 చాప్టర్ 9 వర్స్ 47 రూపే మే సదసతి తవ వేద సృష్టే బీజాంకుర వివనచాన్య అరూపకశ్య యుక్తాసమక్షం ఉభయత్ర విచక్షంతే త్వాం యోగేన వహినివదారుషు నాణ్యత స్యాత్. బై ఆథరైజ్డ్ వేదిక్ నాలెడ్జ్ వన్ కెన్ సీ దట్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ కాజ్ and effect in the cosmic manifestation belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the cosmic manifestation is the energy. Both cause and effect are nothing, but the energies of the Lord. Therefore, O my Lord, just as a wise man, by considering cause and effect, can see how fire pervades wood, those engaged in devotion service understand how you are both the cause and the effect. By authorized Vedic knowledge,
one can see that
in terms of cause and effect in the cosmic manifestation belong to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the cosmic manifestation is energy. Both cause and effect are nothing but energies.
Of the Lord.
Therefore,
O my Lord,
just as a wise man,
by considering cause and effect,
can see how fire pervades wood.
Those engaged in devotional service.
Understand how you are both the cause and effect. Purport. As described in previous verse, many so-called students of spiritual understanding follow the 10 different methods known as Mauna Vrata Srata Tapo, Dhyana, Swadharma, Vyaktaraho, Japa Samadhaya. These may be very attractive, but by following such methods, one cannot actually understand the real cause and effect. And original cause of everything, Janmadhyasyata, the original source of everything, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvakarana Karanam. This original source of everything is Krishna, the supreme ruler, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. He has the eternal spiritual form. Indeed, he is the root of everything, Bijamam Sarvabhutanam. Whatever manifestation exists, their cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This cannot be understood by so-called silence or by any other hodgepodge method. The supreme cause can be understood only by devotional service, as stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktiya Mam Vijanati. Elsewhere in Srimad Bhagavatam, the supreme Godhead personality says, Bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. One can understand the original cause of all causes, the Supreme Person, only by devotional service, not by show bottle exhibitionism. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Talakaya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasmai Sri Guru జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ
హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
So this world is described as a closed, dark place. When you are locked up in a place, you may wander within the place, but you cannot get out of the place. So this is called bondage. Bondage means baddha. We are all bound up. Asangoyam, I am Purusho. Actually, the soul has nothing to do with this body. This asangoyam. Just like, can you mix water and oil? Not possible. However you mix, the oil will just float up. Because they are completely two different characteristics. It is not possible to mix oil and water because oil is not soluble. It cannot dissolve in water. It will always be separate. Similarly, the body is the external energy of the Lord, or the material energy of the Lord, are dull matter. Whereas the soul is consciousness, the soul is the superior energy of the Lord, the soul is transcendental. So there is no question of soul becoming part of this world. So whatever is happening, like we said, with the hands I did this, with the legs I did this, with my brain power, with my intelligence faculty, I did this, but basically you are supported by consciousness. Without consciousness, everything comes to stand still. In medical science, there is stillbirth. Stillbirth, she will say, Gayatri. What is stillbirth? The fetus born dead, stillbirth. That means there is no life. So there is no consciousness, there is no growth. There are no symptoms of consciousness. It's a baby, but just dead baby. So till that stage, it grew. Say the soul goes through many stages. In the beginning, the soul is covered by just a clump of flesh. No eyes, nothing. Just like egg. The egg, we all cut the egg open. What is there? Some white substance outside and some yellow substance inside. You can always make some yellow stuff and pack it with the white stuff. Can you make egg out of it? No. You cannot have just some yellow substance and white substance, wrap them up and then put it in the incubator or put it along with the other eggs, the chicken, the hen hatches. No. And the hen has natural eggs created by Krishna. And you make egg-like thing. And also fool the hen, keep it. But in 21 days, all the natural eggs, they hatch. Sometimes they say egg is vegetarian. They say the chicken doesn't come out of this egg. So it is vegetarian. That means when the cock and hen unite, there is an egg. That is called fertilized egg. And then cock and hen doesn't unite. That is called unfertilized egg. Unfertilized, like woman has periods. They discharge eggs, like the hen. Same thing, in the nature, same thing. Whether it is female, human species, or it is lion, or tiger, or cow. In the nature, there is this, by God's arrangement, there is male and female. And just to perpetuate the creation, somebody was saying that, is there anyone, any scientist in this world, like machine duplicating itself? A printing machine. Printing machine should develop a child, another printing machine. Then people don't have to manufacture printing machines. But God has, this is also a machine. It's simply a machine, and it works when there is life in it. Only living people can produce children, not dead people. You put a dead woman on that, you put a dead body, nothing is going to happen. So, when the life force is there, this machine works. When the life force is not there, this machine doesn't work. So they say it's called achintya. How machines grow? General machines don't grow. Otherwise, this building will not be sufficient. For people, this building will be insufficient. You keep one man and woman together and come after 50 years. Now we are too many people here. Where from all these other people have come? Other machines. So this is, nobody can copy God. Nobody can imitate God. So, that's why we will always have to admit the existence of God. So the point is, unfertilized egg and fertilized egg, when cock and hen unite, then also there will be an egg. When the cock and hen, they don't unite, still there can be egg. So they call this as vegetarian egg. But that is nothing but the menstrual flow of the hen. So, no difference. Only thing is, it cannot hatch into a chicken. But it is also lump of flesh. So the point is, cause and effect. This world is called phenomena. No, we call it phenomenal world. That means here there is cause and effect, everything. But what is the original cause? Original cause. So here, by authorized Vedic knowledge, one can see that the forms of cause and effect, that means the Lord has put everything into motion. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, Maya Dakshana Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam. Everything moving and non-moving. Everything is functioning under my superintendence. Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya Murtaya Sambhavantiya Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir. Yesterday there was some WhatsApp video where a woman has given birth to an elephant. Can you believe that? Huh? You also got it, huh? A woman has given birth to an elephant and then four legs. Generally, it doesn't, but if Krishna wants, it can. Anything, you know, all when you read Bhagavatam, mind-boggling facts. You know, you believe Duryodhana was born from a pot. All the 100 Dhartarashtras, because Kunti and Gandhari, human beings are generally jealousy. We are jealous. This is the root cause of all trouble in this world. Jealous. Jealous means if somebody is more beautiful than you, if somebody is more able than you, capable than you, I cannot learn, how she learned. But what can you do? So human beings, if they can overcome jealousy or envy, they have conquered this world. The whole world is simply people are comparing each other. But a person who wants to attain liberation, he has to become free from what is called enviousness. It's up to God. God created somebody is a great artist. God created somebody is a great writer. God created somebody who is a great administrator. Because Krishna is expert in everything. So Krishna may, you can also, if you all your life you want to be an artist, but in this lifetime you want to be an artist and you struggle, and Krishna is watching. You want to be a devotee or you want to be an artist? You want to be a writer or you want to be a devotee? Always you have these two choices. If you want to be a writer, in this lifetime you struggle, and in the next life, all right, Krishna will give you a body where the body has that ability. Body means subtle body or gross body. Mind is also a body, subtle body. So the soul is there, just like if I am given a bicycle, I cannot ride it like a scooter. It is only 20 kilometers speed. Nothing. Because there is no capacity in the bicycle to run like that. So we are all given different minds, we are all given different bodies, depending on our worth, depending on our desires. And now it's up to you in this lifetime. You become envious or jealous, which doesn't do anything good for you, but it is only poison your head, it will only pollute your head. By becoming envious of the other person, you don't become a great man. You struggle, all right, they are going ahead of me. Let me do whatever I can to become a better person. And so in this world, whatever you are seeing, it is all cause and effect. If you are a brilliant man, you are the cause and the effect is there. You wanted to be, but what is the original cause? No? Everybody wants to be a great man. But when Krishna recognizes you, when Krishna bestows on you. So this is the whole business of life, in human life. By taking shelter of God, you can speed up your life, and then a stage will come. Am I becoming a competitor to God? You pray God, you ask God, and you aspire, and you become a very efficient person, but nothing like God, like Hanuman. So Hanuman, he did fantastic things. If any time Hanuman thinks that independently I am great, finish. Punarmushko Bhava. Independently, you know, if I think independent of Ram, see I am like this, immediately you will become nothing. So always, and then you should recognize who has given you the ability, and also what you want to do with the ability. What you want to do with the ability. Use it in the service of God, that will liberate you. Use it in the service of God, that will help people to become happy in life. So always recognize the source and use your energy in the service of the source. God has given us abilities, not that you want to compare yourself with others, not that you dominate others, not that you exploit others. Then you will always be in stress. You will always be dissatisfied. So naturally, we should develop many, many desires to serve God. Now, if I can only write fantastic poems on Krishna, you will be satisfied and you will enlighten the world. And Krishna, it is that you will not be spoiled by getting abilities from him. If Krishna gives you more and more money and you become proud and you misuse the money and you harm others, that will not go on for long, because you will become seriously entangled in the law of karma. So what a person who has nothing, he cannot do how much. When you have a lot of things, you can direct them to control others, to disturb others. Is that right? If you have nothing, if you have no strength, no money, what will you do for the others? You can do it. But you have a lot of strength and you have a lot of money, then you can misuse them. So always, human beings, they have to be responsible. Human life means responsibility. People have created their responsibilities. They have not taken up God-given responsibilities. Just like you are employed in a bank. You are employed in a bank, the bank has certain duties for you. Come at this time and till 6 o'clock, from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock, 8 hours. These are your services. But you are part of the bank, but you have your own duties. At 12 o'clock I have to go and drop my son in the school. At 1 o'clock I should bring my daughter home. And at 4 o'clock I should take coffee and samosa to my wife. And the bank manager asked, what are you doing? Yeah, I have to do this. Not accepted. So similarly, responsibility means, have you understood your relationship with God? The whole world is in trouble because people have created their own whimsical their own independent responsibilities, and nobody is happy. Everybody is working like a donkey. Work, work, work. And people are very good. You are working very nicely. And further, this guy becomes very happy. The fellow who is complimenting him, actually, there is a small story. The king was enlightened. There was an enlightened king. And the minister was there. There was a great sportsman who can outrun everybody in the race. So, he runs like a dog. he runs like a deer. He runs like a whatever, cheetah. So what is the point? If you run like a deer or a dog or a cheetah, what is the point? Brain is necessary, not just these things. So they brought him to the king. My dear king, no human being can compete with him. He just defeats anybody. How should we reward him? Take away his head. Minister and everyone said, he's such a talented guy. And the king is saying, give him death punishment. Then nobody understood. Generally, in our country, in the present society, if somebody can run nicely, nobody cares for a sadhu who is chanting Hare Krishna, who is talking about God. These are useless people to the society. What are you doing for the country? They say, is that right? Maybe you will also ask me, Swami, what are you doing for the country? That means you are also a modern head. So, everybody said, they thought the king is going to give him a great reward because he's a superhuman being. So the king just cut his head, throw him out. Then he explained, human life is given not to excel dogs, deers, and cheetahs. They're already there. Why do you want to be one more like that? Human life is meant for actually understanding the whole thing. Why I am here, why there is disparity, and why foolishly, like a monkey, I am aping other human beings. People don't have role models in this world. You may be an intelligent man. But a person more intelligent than you is trying to become a scientist. Naturally, that let me also become scientist. Because you are also intelligent. You don't understand that scientist has misused his intelligence. No? You don't understand. Only when people like him, people like Prabhupada, when they move in this world, because generally people are all, they are all conditioned, programmed. Everybody who is in this world, they have come with a program. But actually, the agents of God come and they try to introduce the real program. You are a computer man. Your brain is very expert in computronics. Very active. But you don't know how to utilize that. And how to utilize that to liberate yourself, how to utilize your computer knowledge to liberate others. So Prabhupada came into this world, he engaged artists, he engaged engineers, he engaged people who are very literary, he engaged people who are administrative in their nature, all of them. Now, you utilize your ability to realize God, you use your ability to please God, and you use your ability to serve the mankind who are all imprisoned, who are all suffering. So the point is ignorance about cause and effect. Like that's why Krishna is saying, we are reading 10th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is saying, I am the ability in man. I am the ability in man. So, and Krishna is all telling how you should use your ability. I am the ability in man, and Krishna is saying, you utilize your ability to serve me. So the point is, cause and effect. Being a soul, we are also called. If I made this mic, you cannot directly say, God has made this. God has not made this. You or I made this. But who made me? Krishna has made me. So indirectly, Krishna is the original cause. If Krishna has not made me and has given me this intelligence, how am I going to make this? So when you trace everything, that's why we say your parents have parents, your parents have parents. Ultimately Krishna says, Pita Hamasya Jagato Mata Data Pitama. Krishna is the original father, Krishna is the original mother. People who have abilities, people who don't have abilities, people who have money, people who don't have money, people who have power, people who don't have power, nobody is happy. Nobody is happy. Only the person who has no money, no power, ability is thinking, if I can only become a big man like that. But see if the big man is happy. Simply, that's why in this world, until a sadhu enters your life, you don't know what is what. So people are trying, scientists are trying to create life, and stupid governments, they are giving any fund, the government is foolish, the scientists are foolish, but simply if you understand Bhagavad Gita, that body and soul. Similarly, body and soul and super soul. And Krishna says, one who knows these three things is man in knowledge. If you understand only I am not the body, I am soul, that has not solved the puzzle. Who has put the soul in the body? Who has made the soul and the body? That question is not answered. So your knowledge is complete when you understand I am not the body, I am soul. And Krishna, he created this situation. If Krishna has created this situation and it is giving you pain and misery, then you should ask Krishna, Krishna, you have created me and I am only experiencing pain and misery, and what else I am supposed to do? The whole Bhagavad Gita is what? Bhagavad Gita is telling you what your duties are. Then Bhagavad Gita is a book on duties. If you are a sudra, do things like that. Don't take up leadership position if you are a sudra. Then you are going to mess up everything. So, leadership position is for people who understand the difference between body and soul and the God. People who understand, they are the leaders. So, Brahmins are leaders. Kshatriyas who are guided by the Brahmins, they are leaders. You know, these are two people. Brahmins are the head of the society, and the head guides the legs and the hands. That way the legs and hands, and guided by head, they do some meaningful activity. Whenever you are working, if you have no thinking, you are just whimsical, you know. Suppose you are climbing up a pole and coming down, climbing up a pole and coming down. Then why are you doing this? I have just time, you know. You can do the same thing to climb a palm tree or a coconut tree and bring coconut from there. I can utilize that. If you just want to do like, come, I will tell you. Then some job is done. And these coconuts can be offered to Krishna. So the whole thing is okay. Because you are a headless man, I engaged you, and Krishna is served. You don't know Krishna. But because you are bringing coconuts, That's what we are doing here in ISKCON. People bring things. They don't know why these things are there, how these things can be utilized. So it needs an intelligent man to organize. As the Prabhupada said, the defect of the modern civilization is that there are all headless people. One who knows Krishna, he knows how to organize everything. That's why devotees are not whimsical, devotees are not selfish, devotees are not greedy, because they know that Krishna is maintaining everybody. I don't have to be greedy. Krishna will take care of everything. Only thing is, if Krishna is taking care of you without you serving him, when you serve Krishna, how much more he is going to take care of you? That's why Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, I am equal to everybody, but Yetu Bhajante Tumam Bhaktya Maite Teshu Japyam. Krishna is saying, I am equal to everybody, but what is that but? One who serves me because he is seeking my guidance, I will guide him. That means anybody, but somebody has to introduce you to Krishna in your life. Then you will also have, I want to be guided by not Modi Saab, I don't want to be guided by Naidu Saab, I want to be guided by Prabhupada. Then your life is peaceful like this. Our life you are seeing, it goes on simply, nicely. Spend your day serving and not forgetting but glorifying Krishna, and the human life is complete. No more anxieties, no more fears, no more worries, no more envy, no more exploitation. This is what, then if everybody lives like this, then this world will be Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha. When nobody forgets Krishna and everybody wants to serve Krishna, that is the atmosphere in Vaikuntha. So if you can preach, so that's what Prabhupada said, but if preaching is the highest welfare activity, then people are in ignorance, you enlighten them and then how to lead their life. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Grandharasimha Bhagavatam ki, Sri Prabhupada ki.